With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. How bad was crime in the nation's capital before President Trump's crackdown? The president's deputy chief of staff says it was much worse than we knew.
We've uncovered, in the process of uncovering, a massive scandal in Washington, D.C. with the doctoring of crime stats. And the Department of Justice, under the Attorney General, is leading the effort to uncover this. But when we ultimately share the results, it will stun you.
Stephen Miller says there are allegations that murders and homicides were reported as accidents instead of murders. And now it's been 12 days without a single homicide in D.C. The president's talking about federal intervention in some other big cities, Baltimore, Chicago, New York among them. And Illinois' Democrat governor warns the president to keep his hands off Chicago. You're fired, President Trump's message for Fed board member Lisa Cook. She's insisting that she's not going anywhere, and her attorney is promising a court fight. President Trump's special envoy Keith Kellogg says officials are, in his words, working very, very hard on efforts to end the war in Ukraine. But a lack of progress in talks is fueling doubts about whether a peace settlement could be on the horizon. And President Trump isn't sure at all there will be a Putin-Zelensky meeting.
Asked about Putin's failure to commit to a sit-down with Zelensky, Donald Trump said the Russian and Ukrainian presidents don't like each other very much. He said he'll have to intervene if there's no movement.
We'll see what happens over the next week or two, and at that point I'll step in very strongly.
Following recent meetings with Putin and Zelensky separately, the president had hoped for a breakthrough in peace talks. Greg Clugston, Washington.
No relief yet from the massive western wildfires, including a blaze that's raging in Napa County, California's wine country. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 26 points, and NASDAQ off 13. This is SRN News. ISIS is still lurking.
According to research conducted by the United Nations, the Muslim terrorist group that was driven out of Iraq more than a decade ago has not disbanded, and it has not gone into hiding. ISIS and its affiliates are terrorizing Christians and others all over sub-Saharan Africa, and they're active in Syria and Afghanistan as well. The UN report says the group is highly adaptable and is utilizing the latest technology to carry out violent attacks in many places. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
France summoned American Ambassador Charles Kushner to Paris yesterday after he wrote a letter to French President Macron stating that the country does not do enough to fight anti-Semitism. The French Foreign Ministry says the allegations are unacceptable. The summoning of the ambassador is a formal and public notice of displeasure. France, which has the third highest population of Jews in the world, has seen a rash of anti-Semitic acts recently. This is SRN News. The company that installs license plate detecting cameras to aid law enforcement has halted cooperation with the feds.
Flock Safety says it paused pilot programs with the Department of Homeland Security aimed at intercepting human traffickers and fentanyl distribution. Illinois Secretary of State office says that an audit found U.S. Customs and Border Protection gained access to Illinois data, violating a 2023 law that restricts sharing data with police investigating immigration. After another incident in June, Flock Safety installed a process that flags words such as immigration on Illinois searches and then rejects those requests. Jason Walker reporting.
In an antitrust lawsuit, Elon Musk is accusing Apple and OpenAI of stifling AI competition. More details at SRNnews.com.